And one Jew sends to another Jew. But a shliach, the messenger, is the kusi. Hashliach chod yishiyah and biya kusi. Veshel tzir. Or else you have tzir, that's the brine of the fish. Hashliach shall dog him to meyim. You have to be afraid that we'll soon say maybe the goyim exchanged it for their brine of the fish, of dog him to meyim. Or else, veshel murayis. Murayis is another dish, which you have the inside of a fish is mixed up in it. Rashi says, Morayis. Yeah. That's the insides of a fish. Yeah, so it sounds like this. If you send one of these three things to a... we'll soon say, Biyad HaVitzavim. No, if you get, first thing, if you send a barrel of wine with a Shlech HaKusi, or else Vishel Tzir Vishel Morayis Biyad HaVitzavim. If you send to somebody some tzir, the brine of fish, or else murai is a dish mixed up with the insides of the fish, and the shlich is a goy, so it depends. If the person that you send it to, he knows the seal, and when he receives it, it's still sealed, closed, it's okay. Im lav also. But if you do not know the seal, if you do not recognize that it wasn't open, then it's also. So, what do you see here? That if you send a barrel, the yad kusi, even though it's a closed barrel, still it's also. Because we're afraid maybe the kusi will let a guy touch the wine. And the seer and the marayas also, you have to be afraid if you send it by a guy, maybe the guy will exchange it for his own seer from dogim to meyim. Or else the marayas also, maybe put wine inside it. Or also be from dogim to meyim. So, he says, well, marayas, chashin aidi the dummy marayas yikorim, but the meyayi do mashaka marayas umayal chamra. That's the two things. By your marayas, since it's so expensive, it could be the guy will eat up some of your marayas, and instead will put wine inside it. So if he adds his wine, that's the ayinesa, that's tam yen, that will be yosa. So who you see here, there's no difference whether the barrel is closed or open, still it's yosa. It says you cannot send a barrel of wine with a kusi. Only if you have a chosim on it. But without the chosim, it's no good, even though it's sealed. Some rabzera lekash, there's no theory here. Kan v'ir, kan v'derech. In this city itself, then the kusi is afraid, he's makbid, that maybe a Jew will see if a guy touches it. So then he's makbid not to let a guy touch the wine. But here, when you're sending it to your friend through the roads, outside the city on the highway, then the kusi doesn't care if a guy touches it. So therefore, even though the barrel is sosum, closed, still it's sosum.
You can't duplicate the seal here, can
he? He could be. It's always the case that he could, right? If he can't duplicate, then it's mutter. Why? Just as you recognize it, that's all. But again, these seals here, like Rashi said before, they're only hard to duplicate, that's all. But it could be duplicated. It's only hard to untie it two times, but it could be done. So Avad here, you have to recognize, so you would have to look at least like it wasn't touched. So if it looks to you that way, then it's alright. So the answer is, before that we said stumus is okay, that in the city, there a kusi is makbid not to let a guy touch it. Here that it says it's also, he went through the derech. So where's the question? Maskav la Rabbi Yirmiyo, midi hanach di'ir, loy b'derech osoy. Like even the barrels that end up in the city, but how did it get there? They probably had to move it from the factory to the city. So eventually, it went through the roads. Says, so if you tell me on the derech, a kusi is not mat, but if a guy touches it or not, so it should be also. Even the barrel in the city, you have to be afraid. It was already touched by a guy on the derech. So where it says, El Urad Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah sounds like this. El Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bein Hagita Shninu. That's what we said before, it's mutter, it's okay. That's only if it's by the barrel, it's between the gitois, means the vats, where they first make the wine. Over there, a kusi is very, very makbid not to let a guy touch his wine there. Why? Kiv on the Kuli Yalma. Afchin, since all the Jews come there down to the vats, where they bottle the wine. They check it out there and buy it there, so there are a lot of people around there. Mirthis, over there in that factory and by the vats, there the kusi is afraid to let a guy touch his wine, because he knows that there are Jews there watching to see if they should buy it or not. So, Bein Hagitois, there it's okay, there you're allowed to buy the wine from the kusi. That if the barrel was closed. Bein Hachami, once the kusi takes it home, over there we have to be afraid, al haderech, he was not makbid if a guy touches it or not. then we have to be afraid for Maga Akum, maybe a guy touched the wine and the wine would be Yosef. The Omar, the Kusi, says to himself, Hashta now, Ichazali Masadali. If a Jew is going to be watching and see the way I let a guy touch my wine, I'll lose out. I won't be able to sell it to a Jew. So therefore, here, the Kusi is marked. Itma, we learn like this. Mefneima Osru Sheikha Shalazikachovim. How come there's an Issa not to drink beer that belongs to a guy? You're not allowed to drink Goyish beer. What's the reason why? The Tais speaks out, Isser Sheikhar, the second Tais says, Isser Sheikhar, Loi Mitzinu, Loi Mishnah, Loi the Braisa. There's no Mishnah, no Braisa that says beer is also. Vishem Vimei Amaroyim Asru. Could be as a Nuk Zerah that Amaroyim made not to drink beer of a guy. We'll soon see where and when it applies. If it applies today or not, we'll soon see. So what's the Issa like? There was a Kabbalah that you're not allowed to drink beer from a guy. So what's the reason? Why did the Rabbanah make this Issa? I'll look it up. Yeah, so what's the reason? So Rami Bar Chama Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnas. We're afraid you come to intermarriage, like we don't want you to drink with Goyim. If you come to drink with them, you'd be happy with them, maybe you come to intermarriage. So because the Chasnas, Rabbanan said, do not drink beer by a Goy's house. We'll soon see. Rav Nachman Omar Mishum Gilui. You have to be afraid, no, maybe the Goyim leave the beer uncovered overnight and there's a sakana to drink the wine. So Mar says, Gilu Demai, what are we afraid of left uncovered? Eli Megilu Denezaisa, they uncovered the barrel where they're making the beer itself. Ananami Asoso, the vat that we make the beer in, Maglinon, because we're not afraid because the snake doesn't drink beer. Vielo de Chavito, the barrel after the beer is made, in the barrel that you store it in. That you left uncovered. Ananami Maglinon, we also leave our beer uncovered, because the snakes do not drink from beer. So what kind of gilu is there to buy beer from a guy? Is Leitzricha, the Chiddush is the Asra de Matzlimaya, in the place that they distill the water overnight before they start to make the beer. So the Goyim leave the water overnight uncovered, so then the water is a sakana to be used. So that beer we cannot drink. A Jew does not do this, but the Goyim do this. There's no Bishlak in here because the main thing is the water. The main thing is the water. And the juice that comes into it is not the ikar. The mushroom for bracha, we only make a shako on beer, even though beer sometimes is made from barley. So you don't make a mezainis. Because the main thing is the water. On water there's no way to bishalakim. That's the same matter for coffee also. Coffee is that the main thing is the water. The water is no way to bishalakim on water. Either they put in coffee, they put more things into the water, since those things are bottled to the water. And the proof is the bracha, we only make it as a shako, so there's no list of bishlakim on this. The main thing is the water. The Gemara says, Elamiyatir so, Yoshin Tishtari, old beer should be mutta. Why the Omar Rav, Yoshin mutta, anything old is mutta, there's no issa, there's no sakana of a nochesh. Because Mashma, because it says, Ein manichal yashin. If the snake would have drank from the beer, from this water, and his poison would be there, he would not let it become old. The poison of the snake stops something from becoming old. So if you have old beer, it should be mutter to drink. And hech mitzmut, the sensing of the beer turned a little bit sour, should also be mutter to drink. Why? And manichol achmitz. If the poison of the snake was there, it would not let the beer turn sour. So why do you say old beer is asa? If it's only mishum gilui, these two types, old ones and sour, should be mutter. So Mar Sala tell you that's a gzeira. Gzeira yoshinot achodish. The same thing, hechmes, atle hechmes. So that's one reason why the yasid beer is mishum agili. Now, the first man the Yom was, if Yitzchak said mishum chasnas, and that's where we hold. We hold the Yisra is mishum chasnas. Now it's like this. Rav Papa mafikele labofo dechanusa vishosi. When Rav Papa went to drink beer by a bar, by a guy, so he had them bring the beer outside the store. He drank the beer outside the bar. Mashma, the issue is only to go inside their store and drink it there by them. But if you take the beer outside their store, it's okay. Like that, it's not like Yai Nesach. Here you're allowed to go to the store and buy beer and bring it home. The yisur is not to drink the beer by them when you buy them mishum chasnas. But the papa let them bring the beer outside the store, they drank it there. Rav Acha maislo lebeisei. Rav Acha bought beer from a guy and took it home to his own house. Vishosti, and he drank it. Why? Vetavayim mishum chasnas. They both hold what's the yisur not to drink goyish beer, because you're afraid you become happy with them and you lose the marriage. That's only if you drink it by them in the house, in their store. But if you take the goyish beer home to our house, then there's no problem. Rav Achoy Ovid Harchoki Yisera. Yeah, he made a big Harchok. He didn't even drink it outside the store, but he took it home first. But really, like Rav Pop, if you drink it outside the store, it's okay. I think Pais speaks out also in a lot of Ethereum. If you drink it back, Roy, just one time, it's okay. The Icarus is not to be Kavua Keseda to drink by them. The Komakam Shnei says, they wouldn't drink it by the great house. Being came, therefore, Tay says, sorrowfully, so you have to be careful. We should not drink beer when you buy a great house. They did not drink the wine, the beer, inside the house. Miel Tay says, let's say you're a guest by a guy. Tonight you're sleeping over the guy's house. So Yochol Leo Shemut LaShleach Leir Liknoish Sheikhar Shotkovim, that would come out of base for Shay Yisrael, that you'd be allowed to buy beer and bring it to your room and drink it there. Because now that you're sleeping in this room tonight, that's your room. The Atham Erbichovim Achsanoi Shaloi, Neislami Shaloi, Mishumeva, maybe even if the innkeeper gives you beer, it'll also be more to Mishumeva. Layosru Mishum Chasas El Lekaveya Shtiya Bechanus, Agregilus, Lishtas Tobias Shotkovim. The Icarus is not to do it for Gilas. To say the Kavua keep on drinking. It happens one time, it'll be okay. Could be if you go down to the place, which one is it called? Magic Mountains. But they make the beer there. Which one? Bush Gardens. They make the beer there. Could be if they give you a drink to drink there, be okay there. But that's only called Akroi Bialma. You're not really meeting with them.
No more Bush Gardens.
Oh, no more. Okay, good. It could be a place like that. Maybe there will be Mutter, maybe. Okay, then. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisnik Loi Le Marguyan. He went to Marguyan. Isile Chamro, they brought him wine, but Loi Ishti didn't drink it. Then Asla Shikla, they brought him some beer to drink, but Loi Ishti didn't drink it. So Bishlei Mechamro Mishum Shimsa. I understand why he didn't drink wine, because maybe it's Yai Nesach. That's why he didn't want to drink the wine, I understand this. But Shikla Mishum Mai, why didn't want to drink the beer? Mishum Shimsa Shimsa. He's also afraid of something. He's afraid we had before Mishum Chasnas. That's why he didn't want to drink it. So Rashi says Lamargan was the Yisrael Chashudim Hoyu. Lahoyu Mavkidim Al Yain Sotikovim. That there was a Jewish place, but they weren't Mavkid to drink Yain Kosher. They would have Yain Nesach or Stam Yainim. So therefore, he didn't drink their wine Mishum Shimsa. Rashi says Chashad Yain Nesach. Shimsa Gzeira Shichra Tachamra. He did not drink that beer. Hilachru, the Iker Issa doesn't apply, because they were Jews here. But he didn't want to drink their beer, because he was afraid if he'll drink the beer, maybe he'll come to drink their wine. And the wine was also because of Hashash Shtam Yenam, therefore he did not even drink their beer. So the Issa of the beer doesn't apply here. It's his own Gzeira. He was afraid if he'll drink beer, maybe he'll come to drink wine also. But just so if you go into a bar, you should not drink beer, because maybe by drinking beer you come to drink wine also.
That if you buy some metal, you have to throw it in the Yamamelech. In other words, it's also by no person. So I don't know what you're doing there, you shouldn't buy also.
You have hold Laman Aleph on the base. Right after the mice was beer. That it said there that Rav Pop and Rav Acha, they did not drink beer in the store by the goyim, but rather they first brought the beer outside. And as I said, the Gemara says that we hold it also mishum chasnus and the Torah sekva. Like you're not supposed to go into a goy's house and sit down there and have a nice meal with him and then drink the beer, because that will make a cure of dash if you become too close with them and we're afraid maybe you marry their daughters. And the Gemara says, Omar Rav. Hai shichra di amoi shori. You should know beer from a guy, it's okay, shori. You're allowed to drink it. Hai shichra di amoi shori. In other words, there's no isser of gilui. It means you're allowed to drink it. If you take it home, you can drink it home in your house. Ve'chi yebri lo nishtu minei. But my own son, Chiyo, he should not drink from beer that was made by Goyim. So what's going on here? Manushok, what is this? He, Shori, if it's permissible, Lekuli Alma Shori, that's good for everybody, for my own son also. He also, if it's forbidden, Lekuli Alma, it should be also for everybody then. How can you make this that for everybody it's okay, but for my own son, he should stay away? Is that the way you give a psak? Ella, rather, it's like this. Rav Sovim Mishum Gilun. Rav holds the reason why it's also to drink beer is because of Gilun. That we're afraid they leave the water uncovered overnight, and therefore the snake came, there's the sakana, there's the poison inside the beer. So it should be also for everybody. So he holds like this. The ozal merura de kishusa, the bitterness of the beer itself goes, the color lehura, and like burns up the poison inside the water. So true, first the goyim leave their water overnight. So the chash, there's some poison inside it. But then when they make the beer with it, they put the hops inside it, the bitterness of the hops kills out the poison. So it's like this. But somebody that's sick already, so then this poison could still hurt, could still harm him. So it's like this. My own son, since he's still a little bit sick, he should not drink from it. In other words, a healthy person doesn't have to be afraid. For a healthy person, since the beer itself burns out the poison, a healthy person could drink the beer. That's why Paskin is smutter to drink the beer. But for his own son, meaning somebody that's a little bit sick, then he doesn't have good resistance, therefore he has to watch out for this poison. Omar Shmuel, kol ashrotim yesh lameret. Any sherets, any creeping thing, also if we drink from the water, maybe it also leave over its poison. But shel nochesh memes, we have to be afraid mainly of the snake, because the snake's killed. His auris, what comes out from him, is poisonous. Shel shrotim meina memes, but auris that comes out from the shrotim, that does not kill, that's not dangerous. Omele shmul nechia barav, Baba Raya, you're a person of a Baal Torah, so talk come, v'emlochom milsamayis, to tell me over something very good, that v'yomer Rav Ovuch, that your father used to say. So he said like this, Hochi Yom Ravuch, this is the way my father used to say, Hani Yar Moi Zukunoi, these old goyim, Rashi says, Lepuchim, these fat goyim, they drink a lot of water that's left uncovered. The question is, how come they don't die? They're not makbid on Gilui, so why don't they die? Why doesn't the Eris kill them? Fulei Mesa, still they did not die. The reason is, I did the Afli Shkotzim Rumoshim, since they eat a lot of lobsters, they eat a lot of Shkotzim Rumoshim, Chovu Gufayu, inside the body it's very hot, and the heat inside them burns out the poison. That's the reason why by Goya maybe they're not makbid on this, but by them the poison does not affect them. Therefore we can't bring any proof from the fact. The fact they drink Gilui and nothing happens to them, maybe it will be permissible for a Jew also. You can't bring a proof. A Jew still has to watch out because his body is not that hot the way the Goyim's are. So he speaks out, even though another Gemara says that the opposite, that a body of a Jew is hotter because he's always worried about doing mitzvahs. So he says the different things. To kill out the snake I'll call upon him, the heat that comes from Shkotzim or Mushim, that's what kills out the poison. And that a Jew doesn't have. Omar Rabbi Yosef, hi, chalo.